Okay, good evening everybody and welcome to the Dream Your Business Into Being preview call. My name is Damien Sen and it's a great pleasure to have you on the line this evening. Now I'm joined this evening by my co-facilitator and very good friend David DeAngelis. Hey there David.
Hey Damo. Very good, thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
Welcome. And yeah, we've got an action-packed call designed for you this evening to share lots of different insights that we've gathered along our own journeys of creating businesses that they fill us with joy and inspiration and a real sense of service in the world. Now, just before we actually get into sharing a little bit more about our stories and also to before actually jumping into the content of the call, I just thought I'd take this opportunity up front to actually share how this call will work this evening. Now, I know some of you are actually listening in live on the telephone and others are actually listening in through the webcast. Now, for both of you, probably the best thing you can do straight away is actually download the workbook that actually came with the preview call. Now, to actually, if you haven't already done so, to download the workbook, you need to go to www.dreamyourbusiness.com/webcast.htm. That's dreamyourbusiness.com/webcast.htm. Now, on that link, you'll see the workbook very, very clearly set out at the top of the page there. So all you need to do is just click the link. And if you haven't already printed out, also print it out, and we'll be actually using that as a template as we work through the call this evening. And it'll just be a great way for you to crystallise your learnings as we move through the call. Now, the other thing I'm going to ask for people on the line as well this evening is to actually ensure that you get the most out of this experience. I'm going to invite you all to remove yourself from distraction. Now, I guess in today's modern day society, we're always vulnerable to distractions, whether it's telephones or TVs or even just well-meaning friends trying to grab our attention. So if you do have the chance, can you just move to a quiet space in your office or indeed at home? Make sure it's a space where you won't be disturbed. And also take the opportunity to turn off any mobile phones. Also email, if you're in your email, if you log out of your email, and also any other internet sites as well. And just by doing that, it enables you to become fully present to the call and really actually get the best results possible out of this next hour, because we do have lots of great stuff to share with you. Now, in terms of the structure of the call, we're probably going to be on the call for between 60 minutes and 75 minutes approximately. So we've got a journey planned out for you. So hopefully we should be able to keep it within that kind of time limit. Now, over the course of the call, we've got five key things that we would like to share with you. The first thing we would like to share with you are the seven most common mistakes that most people make when they're setting up a business they love and what you can actually do to avoid them. The second thing we're going to share are the five big opportunities that are available to anyone who would like to create a business sharing their expert knowledge and passions. Thirdly, we're going to actually talk about the Dream Your Business Teleseminar coaching program, actually share with you what exactly it is and how it can help you create a business that you truly love. Fourthly, we're also going to talk about the coaching program and who it's actually been specifically designed for, and also who the program really isn't suited for as well. And finally, we're also going to be talking about some of the bonuses that we've created to really help you augment these skills and take your business ideas to the next level as well. And also they're just a really nice reward for you taking part on the program as well. So that's the journey we have mapped out for you this evening. Now I actually just like to formally introduce my business partner and good friend David DeAngelis. Around about 5 years ago when I set up this particular business that I'm currently running, I remember spending a lot of time in total isolation, working on my own, struggling and battling to get my business ideas up and running. And I remember at the time realizing the error of my ways very, very quickly. And I guess I sort of put it out to the universe that I'd absolutely love to have a partner that I could collaborate with and co-create with and it just, in putting that intention, I wanted someone that was really quite remarkable to enter my life, that was ambitious and really wanted to stand for something very powerful in the world. And I guess lo and behold, shortly thereafter, David emerged into my world, and we've had a really incredible and inspiring collaboration ever since. Now, David himself has had a very distinguished business and working career. At one stage, he was David Bowie's art director. He's also worked with the likes of Madonna and U2 in creating creative campaigns, and also has worked with the preeminent entrepreneur in the UK, Richard Branson, just on actually helping creativity with the Virgin Group as well. Now, David himself has actually built companies turning over millions of pounds, and it's a great pleasure to have him as my business partner and have him on the call this evening. Welcome, David.
Hey, Damo. I must say that's probably one of the most elaborate and wonderful introductions I've ever had, so thank you very much. At one stage, I wondered who you were talking about, so thank you very much for that, and it's absolutely a real pleasure to be here, and I'm really looking forward to this call, very excited about the material that we're going to be sharing. And really to kick off, I'd like to just, you know, you've already said quite a bit about my potted and not so potted history in terms of working, but the thing that I really want to communicate, you know, very early on, is that my actual impulse, if anyone's listening out here and they're in that position of wanting to step forward and set their own business up, or if they've literally just made that first step into the arena of being a business creator, I found the whole thing very intangible. And it's so interesting, this thing of intangibility, because when we really look at it, so much of the most important things that take place in our life are based on intangibility, intangibles. And really the desire to create through business and share the various talents that I wanted to share through business, the various ideas that I had, the impulse to actually do that wasn't played out through what we might describe as the rational world. And I've spoken to so many business people now over the years, and I've had the privilege to, you know, as you described in your introduction, to work with some of the most successful and creative business people probably on the planet. And they all seem to say the same thing, that there's an incredible point where they have an idea, sometimes it's not even an idea, it's just a feeling that they want to step forward and create something of their own. And sometimes that comes from the space of actually having worked for somebody else for a while and really reaching that point where they want to be far more self-expressed in the world and to step forward and do something that comes from a deeper part of themselves. But having said that, the interesting thing was that when I did make that step forward, and when I did start my first business in 1990, I was amazed. Although that impulse to move forward and kind of start my business, there was a great deal of excitement and a great deal of anticipation there, but also in amongst that was a huge amount of worry. And I know that, you know, from the people that you and I speak to, Damo, you know, lots of people have actually done the Dream Your Business program now, have gone through and are Dream Your Business graduates. You know, this thing of the early stages of a business, those embryonic stages of a business can also contain, you know, a huge amount of anxiety, and in particular uncertainty as well, because you're often stepping into a realm or an arena where you really don't know what you're doing. And like in my case, I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any practical understanding of creating a business when I first started out. So, you know, for people listening to this call now, if you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, you know, how am I going to cope for money? I'm really worried about money. I'd love to step forward, and but I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to generate the money. Believe me, that's totally normal and completely understandable, and also fortunately completely workable as well. Also, the other things that come up are, you know, this fear of failure. And, you know, having announced to the world that I'm going to start my own business and I've got ideas that I want to put forward and express in the world, you know, this notion that what happens if it doesn't work? You know, what will become of me if this whole venture doesn't come off as I want it to? And, you know, an interesting thing along the journey, what I've discovered, and I know you and I literally live this principle every single day, Dama, when we're working in our businesses and the things that we do together, is that, you know, on a massive note of reassurance is that what you'll discover is that actually everything happens for you and for your business, not to you and to your business. So, you know, this is something that we're going to be talking about in the course of the call, and we'll go deeper into that. But just, you know, to flag that up front for anyone who's in that position. And the other thing that was an interesting point that came up for me was the thing of rejection and, you know, feeling very fearful about, you know, my ideas not being accepted and people not really wanting to move forward with the very things that I felt were so valuable or I felt had the possibility of creating great value in the world. So, you know, on that note, the other thing that I discovered, you know, soon was that the wisest move that I could make in terms of starting, you know, from a very fledglingized, if that's an even an English word, perspective, was to actually seek out good teachers, but not just seek out teachers that were involved in this very straight way of running business. I actually wanted to seek out teachers that mirrored my own core values, but also mirrored that kind of real sense of creativity and adventure that I, in a sense, I craved, and at the same time also feared as well. So, you know, really my whole thing of creating businesses has been a wonderful journey of discovery. And, you know, I found that in a sense, all of the things that I thought would slow me down actually weren't true. And obviously along the way, some of the things that I didn't think would slow me down did. So, you know, it really is about stepping into a whole realm of adventure and actually a whole realm of different possibilities. So, you know, just to really set the scene for creating businesses, it's so important to realize that those first tentative steps towards doing that are really not coming from the rational world, this world of rules and reasons and have-tos. It's actually coming from, in most cases that I've discovered, and certainly from people that want to run creative businesses, it's actually coming from a far deeper and less rational part of your being. So, you know, if you're in that position and you're thinking all of these thoughts now, it's perfectly normal. And, you know, I'd just like to say that all the way through, it's not that those feelings go away. It's just that we find, you know, greater and greater, more effective ways to actually navigate the territory of business. And really that's what, you know, in a sense, meeting Damien was about. So in many ways, it's my turn to sort of reciprocate that introduction that he gave me. And just to say that 5 years ago, I, you know, having sort of navigated the business world and created all sorts of different businesses and opportunities, you know, since 1990, you know, I too was actually looking to go to another level in terms of what I was doing and the understanding that I had, and also the understanding of how, you know, technology, the internet was having an impact on how I created business. And, you know, as Damien said that we, you know, I kind of walked into his life. Well, he really walked into my life at that stage. And, you know, since then, I would say that the last 5 years have actually been the most incredible business journey that I could have ever imagined. And I would say, Damien, that you know, in many ways, you've not only been a great teacher, a great mentor, and a great friend, and, you know, I've learned so much from you in those last 5 years that anyone who's listening to this now and thinking, oh my God, what exactly did he learn? Well, it's too much to fit into a minute. It's almost like I'd need an entire encyclopedic volume. So, you know, without no further delay, I'm sure Damien would like to share something about his story, because also his story's been, you know, a very amazing journey to get to where he is now. So I'll hand over to you, Damien.
Cool. Thanks, David. Well, I guess my journey actually started in a very much a conventional setting. I went through traditional business school back in Melbourne, Australia, and one of the real joys of actually going to business school was I had plenty of free time on my hands, and I decided that I actually would have a go at using some of that spare time to set up a business. And myself and a very good friend of mine who also had a lot of time on his hands actually created a small business called A Formal Affair. And the whole business was designed to actually create parties for final year high school students. In Australia, the actual formal event of the year was actually called the formal or the school social. I know in America they actually call them the prom nights. So it was our business to actually run these events, and we organised everything from music and DJs to venues to limousines to tuxedo hire. We really just had a phenomenal journey around just having a dream, having an idea, and actually putting it into motion. And I guess having that kind of experience first off, like I really wanted to deepen my understanding of the entrepreneurial world, and I had a real yearning for it. But I guess as I was moving towards the end of my studies, I was actually looking around at my peer group to see how their own careers were going to kick off. And what I noticed was that pretty much every single one of my friends were moving into the corporate world to take corporate jobs. I asked my parents for some advice on which way I should move, and they both agreed that I should, again, like start my career in the corporate world. And I guess for me at that time, I really had no role models. I had no one I knew that was setting up businesses on their own. So actually starting that corporate career sounded like a good idea at the time. So I went with it. And before I actually started, I remember just having this real sense of anticipation, this real sense of wanting to start my life and to make a contribution and to really be an asset to whatever company that I managed to work for. And I guess the thing that I found most challenging was actually coming up against my intuition. First day on the job, having just managed to actually get myself on a really prestigious graduate program and find myself working for one of the big accounting firms in the world, I had that real intuitive, deep sense that I was totally in the wrong place. And I guess that feeling never left me in the 8 years that I did work in the corporate world, despite many people saying that it would. I guess in that time, I had the opportunity to work in a couple of corporations in Melbourne, Australia, before coming over to the UK and then pursuing work in some of the top financial institutions over here. And I guess, like, it didn't actually matter what context I was in, and didn't really matter what kind of money I was earning. I really didn't have what I was looking for. Like, what I wanted for my work experience was to really be able to contribute, make an impact, see the output of my work and my efforts, collaborate with really interesting people, have a lot of freedom, a lot of mobility. And I guess in that kind of world, I was finding that I didn't actually have any of the things that I really craved for. And all the things that I valued really weren't having an opportunity to be expressed. And I guess like David, you mentioned, just feeling lots of anxiety and frustration, and I certainly experienced that very much so in those 8 years. Every single day, like I did have that nagging anxiety, but at the same time I still had these burning dreams of making something quite remarkable. And I guess towards the end of that time, like I was really looking for the courage to actually make the move or make the jump out of that world. And I guess I was very fortunate enough at the age of 28 to have a near-death experience that totally reorientated the way that I saw the world. And one of the really important things that I came to realise was that it actually didn't matter how much money I had. Like, the actual near-death experience was a car crash, so I had my whole life virtually flow in front of my eyes in the 3 seconds between the impact with a lorry I collided with and the other side of the freeway. And I guess in the unfolding of those 3 seconds, like, I realised it didn't really matter how much money that I had in my wallet. Like, at that stage, it looked like I was going to die, and it didn't matter whether I had $1 million or $10. I guess the other key distinction that I made was that I really didn't feel as if I'd given my gifts fully to the world. And to actually return my gifts to my maker unopened felt like such a travesty to me. And I guess so many people actually get caught up with pursuing status or prestige or pleasing other people, or even just taking the conditioned path, that they never actually stop to think about the real gifts that they've come to contribute to the human race and really offer as something quite remarkable to the world. And I guess in coming so close to my own death, I really saw that that's really what I'd come here to do. And thankfully, through that experience, I was able to reorientate my outlook and actually start moving forward and start expressing myself in the way that I knew that I could. So it's been very, very exciting. I guess that accident was probably around 5.5 years ago. And often people say the toughest experiences of your life actually end up being the most valuable and the most rewarding. And as hard as that experience was at the time, I'm just so thoroughly grateful for it actually changing my outlook in life. Okay, over to you, David.
Thanks, Damo. And now we're moving on to the very first thing that we promised we were going to deliver to you in this call, which is to take you through the 7 most common mistakes that most people make when they're setting up a business they'd love. And also, very importantly, perhaps most importantly, what you can do to avoid them. Now, we're going to kick off with the first common mistake. So number one is not having a clear and compelling vision for your business. Now, as we know, that if you set off on a destination and you're sailing a ship, if you don't actually know where you're going, it's quite difficult to get there. Now, that seems so obvious, doesn't it? And it was, you know, like if someone had explained it to me like that, I would say, well, of course, that's so obvious. But let's have a look a little bit deeper at why people don't get to have a really clear and compelling. Notice those two words, clear and compelling. Now, those are two very, very important factors in the whole vision process. Now, what I find very often is that when people sit down to create what they believe to be a vision, what they're really doing is they're just creating a set of goals. And goals, if we look at them very closely, are actually quite subject to the Epson and Jetson. They're subject to circumstances. And they're not really, they're something that can be pushed and pulled around. And people don't necessarily realize that as a defining factor. So often what I find is that people do not actually build a business vision that's through principles, their principles. Now, when you're actually constructing a vision based on principles instead of goals, what you'll find is that those principles are enduring. They are things that have real tangibility for you. They're things that actually have tangibility in the world. And a vision that emerges out of a set of principles has actual power. And in the preview evening that Damien and I run, we talk people very briefly through this notion of power versus force. And how when something has power, it can give and give inexhaustibly. And it never runs out of energy. It's always got that eternal source of energy within itself. It is self-perpetuating, self-generating. So that's one of the reasons that these visions become weak, and they can't actually last the process. Now, the other thing that I will just say is that what also happens is that people define their visions through other people's limitations, other people's fears, and other people's expectations. So it's very important that when you're setting out on a vision, you don't go around and listen to every single person that's giving you a description of what it is that you think they think you should do. So it's very important in those early days to make sure that your vision is created from who you are, and that vision defines you. And in a sense, what we're talking about here is that you write your own script. And the more exciting that script is for yourself, the more that vision will actually draw you towards it. So that's really the very first thing or first mistake that people make when they're setting off on that journey. So just to bear those things in mind when you come to create your vision. And so the thing is principles, and also that fact that you need to write your own script and base the vision on something that's powerful for yourself. Okay, over to you, Damo.
Okay, for those of you that are following along with the workbook, we're actually on page number 3. So feel free to scribble away as we move through. Now, the most common mistake number 2 that we see is that people don't actually play to their strengths. Now, this is a really critical one in terms of actually contributing your gifts to the world. Most people, because they spend so much time doing things that other people want them to do or think they should be doing, often they totally disregard their actual intuitive, natural talents and abilities. And I think this actually comes out of our conditioning in the school environment. And often, I know when I was a kid, if I brought home bad grades in any particular subject, the next semester, the first thing I would be made do was to pay a lot more attention to the subject that I did poorly in. And often that was at the detriment to the subjects that I was actually naturally talented at and had an actual flair for. And that conditioning is actually inbuilt to most of us that go through the traditional Western schooling. And by the time we actually arrive at work age, that it's so embedded in us that we've actually totally disregarded the natural talents and skills that we do have to give the world. And the other thing to be aware of as well is that quite often we know our limitations in the most exquisite detail. And I listened to a speaker the other week, and this came through me very, very, very clearly. And just before this particular speaker was going to lead us into a guided meditation, he actually asked or invited everyone to tune into their body and really notice what was actually working well in our bodies. And I just sat there with that thought, just thinking, I really don't know what's the best functioning organ or the best functioning body part of my body. And had the question been asked, you know, what's actually giving you discomfort in your body, or what's giving you problems? Like, it's almost like each and every single one of us can articulate that in the most intricate of details. But when it comes to actually sharing our genius or sharing our gold, often we're lost for words or lost for representation. So one of the key things in setting up your business is actually becoming fully conscious and fully aware of the natural gifts that you have to give the world, and actually basing your business around those gifts, because that's really what you've come here to do. Okay, over to you, David.
Cheers, Damo. And now for people following in the printout, we're on page 4, and this is number 3. And it's not being clear about your business niche and who it is that you're here to serve. Now, this is, a fascinating area for me, because it really underpins the whole thing in a sense of human relationships and human psychology. And what Damien and I see very often when people are in these early stages of setting up a business and then trying to move forward with it is that, in a sense, what they start doing, they start creating services and products that they would buy. So they define their audience by themselves. And this often causes tremendous problems, because they run off and create whole products and then realize our services and wonder why nobody's stepping forward for them. So this principle actually translates into the formula of actually seek first to understand and then to be understood. So this is really about understanding very, very intimately and very clearly who it is. Notice who it is that you're here to serve. Now, the other way of looking at this is actually by going and asking, what challenges will I solve for these people? What are their core challenges? What are the challenges that these people are facing that I'm here to serve? And also the other way of looking at this is, what possibilities will I open for those people? So, you know, just by really getting in there and understanding who it is that your business is here to serve, that's probably one of the key, the most important key factors in a business moving forward and being successful. And it's that clarity and that commitment to holding the space for who you're here to serve, and consistently consistently serving those people in the very, very best way you can. So really, that whole thing, like I said before, just to reiterate, is underpinned when people aren't clear about their business niche. It leads to problems down the line with applying services and products or whatever it is that you're trying to apply to a particular niche or market. So the real solution to that is, seek first to understand and then to be understood. Now, this is a very, very important factor in those early stages of the business, and not just in the early stages, all the way through the business. You should be constantly doing this all the way through. The more intimately you understand your audience, the more you're able to help them, and the better you're positioned you will be to help them. So that's number three, and from there we're moving on to number four, and over to you, Damo.
Okay, the fourth most common mistake that we see is that people not having an effective business strategy, or like a strategy to give you structure and direction. Now, I guess with most small business people that we work with, most of them have creative impulses, so sitting down and actually doing something like a business plan can be the most arduous thing in the world to do. And it's certainly not something that we recommend people do necessarily, particularly if it doesn't ignite your passions and it doesn't orientate you in a way that's going to bring you a greater sense of fulfillment and greater sense of reward. I guess on the Dream Your Business program, what we really focus on is actually helping you work out what is it that moves you into action, and using that as a guiding force or a guiding principle. I guess that the real downfall with most business plans is it doesn't really inspire anyone to do anything. And often something like a dream map or a mind map that actually embraces all of the things that you're here to contribute, all the things that get you excited, all the people that you're here to serve, is actually a much more powerful representation of actually moving forward. So in terms of just really understanding your own core motivation and what it is that makes you perform at a very, very high level, often the conventional business wisdom totally misses the mark. So the more you can actually work out how you personally tick and what is it that inspires you and moves you to do something remarkable, and then embrace that and integrate that into the way you do business, is certainly going to hold you very well as you move forward. And that's something we go very deeply into in the Dream Your Business program. Over to you for number five, David.
Okay, cheers, Damo. And number five actually appears on page number five. Now, number five is failure to establish yourself as a credible expert and trusted advisor. Now, this is an area that, in a sense, often causes much, much confusion and also trepidation for people when they're on, they're starting out their business, because you find yourself in a sense in a kind of catch-22 situation, because unless it's like one of those things, unless you've got the experience and the track record, how can you be seen as a credible expert? And without actually having the time and all of the energy and all the things that you have to do in your business, you can't get that experience. So you know, often people say, well, look, how on earth can I be known as a credible expert? Well, actually, the key to all of this is in those last two words, trusted advisor. Now, the thing is that all of business is actually, it's an energetic game. It's a game of energy, and it's a game of relationships. And effectively, what you're doing with your business, you're holding the space for the people that you're here to serve to step forward and have a greater more effective experience of their life as a result of the interaction with your business. Now, building a relationship does take some time. However, it doesn't have to take years and years and years. There are very, very effective ways, which we go into in the Dream Your Business program, to establish yourself with your chosen niche, your chosen market, as a trusted advisor. And what you will find is that once people are able to really trust you, and that they feel that they know you as a result of that, then that is the pathway that leads to the perception of being a credible expert. Now, a credible expert sometimes carries all these different connotations, but really what we're saying here is someone that is highly effective at serving and helping a specific marketplace or people in a specific market or niche. And credibility is about you being able to step forward with integrity and constantly and consistently deliver a service or a product or whatever it is that you say that you're going to deliver. So a big part of credibility is actually doing what you say. And the trusted advisor part of that aspect is actually looking at all the different ways in which you can actually nurture and foster a really meaningful relationship with the people that you're here to serve. So those are just a couple of pointers on, you know, what the real essence of that is about. But basically, it's holding the space for every single person that comes into the scope of your business to have a greater and more effective experience of their life as a result. So from there, we move on to number six and on to you, Domo.
Okay, number six, biggest mistake, is not actually embracing the internet to build relationships, deliver value, and attract new business. Now, I know when I started off my existing business 5 years ago, I was moving into that space, and I was totally overwhelmed with all the possibilities on how I could actually market and share my business ideas. And I remember thinking, should I advertise in magazines? Should I advertise in newspapers? Should I go around doing public talks? Should I do brochures or leaflet drops? And I guess all of those different aspects, the only thing that really made sense to me at that stage was actually to invest all my time, energy and effort understanding the internet and utilizing the internet. And after doing that for around 6 to 12 months, the interesting thing that I found was most clients that were actually seeking out my services were actually absolutely intrigued about how I was using the internet. And after my first year of trading, I realized that all of my clients had actually come asking for that very service. And even though I didn't actually mention it on my website at all that I offered those services, that's where the people who were actually showing up were asking for. And I guess since that time, I've just seen the internet grow phenomenally, and more recently with the development of social networking, it really has changed the way we do business forever. And I guess one of the things I really see unfolding is the divide between people who are willing to actually embrace technology and the people who are resisting it. Now, to actually take that forward in time, like the people who will embrace technology and use it in their small businesses are just going to go from strength to strength, where the people who choose not to are going to continually find it more and more competitive, more and more frustrating to get by. So if there is one recommendation I have for everyone setting up their own small business, sharing their talents and abilities, is absolutely embrace the internet with everything you've got. It is a phenomenal tool. The fact that we can actually run this call and actually share it with people all over the world simultaneously by both webcasts and telephone is really quite phenomenal. And on the Dream Your Business program, we go into great detail on how you can actually utilize this incredible resource to actually make sure that your message and your products and services can actually reach the greatest number of people. Okay, moving on to point number seven.
Thanks, Damo. Point number seven, which just to confuse you, is on page number six. Now, point number seven is not understanding the process of how to market your business ideas. Now, you probably gathered that all of these points actually lead into one another and are all interlinked and interlaced and interrelated. So one of the things that often gets in the way is people's lack of understanding about what marketing actually is. And in a sense, what this leads to, it actually leads to going back all the way back up 2 points to trusted advisors and credible experts. It leads to a mistrust. So often when people do not understand how to market their business effectively, it actually creates an air of suspicion around what they're offering, even if they're offering the most amazingly integral thing on the planet. This can still take place. Now, the thing to bear in mind here is that marketing and selling aren't, although they're very close, how can I put it, bed partners, let's say, or life partners, they're actually fundamentally different. Now, marketing, I describe marketing is actually a journey or a process that leads and builds at the same time an environment in which sales, in which opportunities, and in which possibilities can unfold or take place. And really understanding how to take people on a journey, and on that journey, in a sense, educating people as to why your service or your product or whatever it is that you're offering, your ideas, are really good, or how those ideas are really going to help them, and then leading them to the point where they feel that it's absolutely appropriate for them to step forward, and it's also it's an easy choice for them as well. So, you know, it's something that Damien and I see an awful lot in the early days, where people are very, very eager to make sales, obviously, because they want to get their business up and running, and they want to see some revenue and income coming in, etc., etc. But understanding how to market your business effectively is absolutely crucial. And what this does, not only will it give you profits and revenue in, you know, very, very effectively in the short term, but it will also lead to long-term and lasting relationships with your clients. Long-term lasting relationships are the lifeblood of a business. And that's something that we go into very, very deeply on the Dream Your Business program, and, you know, a whole module just dedicated to how you can really market your business effectively and take it on an amazing marketing journey, for want of a better. I love marketing. It's an absolutely fascinating area, and one that once you get the hang of it, I'm sure everybody that I've taught marketing to has absolutely stepped into that space and loves it. So that ends our 7 points, and I think I'm going to hand over to you for the next bit, Damien.
Okay, so moving on to the 5 big opportunities that are available to anyone who would like to create a business sharing their expert knowledge and passion. Now, we're actually in the notes, we're on page 7. Now, the first big opportunity that's popped up is the whole downsizing and instability of major corporations gives rise to the smaller independent business owner. Now, I guess we've all seen what's happened in the world, lots of instability in the financial markets. We're seeing corporations actually close their door forever. We're seeing job cuts. Now, I guess in one sense, this can actually bring a lot of fear in the world, and we have actually witnessed that fear across the globe. But the other thing that it really does is that it opens incredible opportunities for other people to actually co-create. Now, I guess what actually happens is that when one thing breaks down, it actually creates a vacuum effect or creates space for which something else to grow. And with the instability and the breakdown of many companies, what's actually really coming through is the ability for smaller people to actually move forward and actually create their own businesses and actually pursue a business of their choosing and one that's a celebration of their skills. Now, I know lots of people have actually, on the webcast page, have actually submitted questions as we've moved through this call on how to actually navigate the current climate in the world. And I think the great thing about the climate is that it's actually so beneficial for people that have always dreamed to do their things on their own. And I've seen many people who have been made redundant and then have used that as a springboard to go out and pursue their dreams. I see lots of people searching for jobs and really wasting a lot of time, energy and effort, just get totally frustrated and say, that's it, I'm actually going to do this for myself, and really growing tremendously from it. I guess one of our philosophies on the Dream Your Business program is that everything is always unfolding to your best advantage. So regardless of what's happening in your personal world, in your business world, there's always a very good reason for it, and it's always, whether you can actually notice it in the moment or not, is happening for your best advantage. So with this current business environment, there's so many opportunities that are arising out of it if you just pay attention. And once you, having that mindset, I guess, of where everything is unfolding to your best advantage, you become so keenly aware of the things that are emerging. Where most people at the moment are just closing their eyes, you'll be able to navigate that terrain and thrive and prosper. And for you to know that there are lots of people out there doing it and making a great go of it as well. Over to you, David.
Thanks, Damo. Excuse me, and now moving on to number two, like the second big opportunity is to actually create a business that resonates with the emerging shift in human consciousness. Now that may seem like a grandiose statement at first hear or first glance or whatever, but really what we're talking about here, and it's so interesting that when I give seminars or workshops or talks, and Damien give, where we give things together, we run workshops together, and it seems that this is a feeling that everybody is experiencing at the moment. It's something that, despite many, many things out in the world that would seem to run counter to this, there is a definite shift in people's consciousness in the world. And what opportunity that presents itself is that if you are in the position where you want to move forward with an idea that actually comes from your heart, an idea that you really want to express in the world, I believe very passionately that the conditions for you to step forward and express those ideas, the creative part of yourself through a business, have actually never been better. And I remember, like when I, if you remember the beginning of the call, I explained that I started my first business in 1990. Now, that was actually in the middle of a major recession in the UK, and I found that despite all the woe-sayers and people telling me that I was crazy to even think of it, what that presented to me was a lot more opportunities than I would have ever thought possible. It meant that I could actually scoop up a lot of the business that would otherwise have gone, as Damien said in the first point, to larger companies. It meant that people were actually looking for smaller, more reasonable, more personalized services. And I think that's exactly what's happening now. And really the opportunity is there to create a business that really has that creative core to it, and a business that really resonates with the kind of win-win situations that we all want to see unfolding in business. So I think it's an excellent time. There's probably never been a better time to move forward with something than now. So over to you, Damo, for point number three.
Cool. And point number three is collaboration, not competition. And that leads very nicely off the win-win statement you just mentioned there, David. Now, one of the really exciting things that I get to see in my work is really seeing this whole collaboration world unfolding. And as I mentioned earlier on in the call, David and I began collaborating 4.5 years. And even though it's a business relationship, there's also just, it's so enriching on a personal level to have people surrounded around you that are aspiring to do amazing things in the world. And it's really, you can't actually put any price on that kind of connection at all. I'm very fortunate, even though in those early days I was very much thought or considered myself as a lone ranger. Now today I just meeting constantly people who are doing remarkable things. I have an opportunity to co-collaborate and share ideas, and we nurture each other's businesses. And it's really one of the most fulfilling aspects of my life, well and truly. So we are moving into a very, very special time and space. And I guess the more that you can see yourself as connected and a part of this amazing human race, and look for people that have similar values and desires to share amazing things in the world. When you bring that energy together, really exciting things can happen. And I guess with the space that we're operating in today, that's happening more and more each and every single day. Okay, over to you, David, for number four.
Yeah, number four, I mean, in a way, this is so self-explanatory. Small business is a tool for self-expression. Now, that's a great opportunity. And really what I'm witnessing and what I've experienced is that the more I step into that space of really expressing who I am, the deepest part of who I am in a business environment, far from sending people flying in the other direction, I've seen my business grow. I've seen the, like Damien said before, the collaboration opportunities increase exponentially. I've seen an amazing decrease in this whole sense of competition and win-lose scenarios. So really, to understand that when you do step forward and when you do make that important decision to create your own business, what it is, it's actually a powerful tool for self-expression in the world. It's a means for you to really unleash your creativity, unleash your passion in the world, and to move through the world as an empowered person as a result of really being self-expressed in all areas of your life. And what you'll also find, which is a wonderful knock-on effect of this, is that in a sense, when you are running a business that is really a vehicle for your own self-expression, it impacts on all the different areas of your life. So it really is a business for life. It's bringing energy to life, literally. So a wonderful thing, and I would highly recommend anybody to go on that particular journey of creating their business and really having at the core of it that business is about self-expression, so which of course at the end leads to freedom and all sorts of other wonderful byproducts of that, and money as well. So why don't we just throw that in as another thing, Damo? And that was on page 8, and now we're moving on to point number 5, which is over to you, Damo.
On page 9. And the fifth big opportunity is the technological advancements and also mobile working. Now, this is like an area that gets me very, very excited. I know previously when I was working in the corporate world, I had to commute on the tube every single day to get into central London. And that would often, I'd spend between an hour and a half every single day going both ways to get to the office of a morning. And those precious minutes, precious moments, I can't get back. They're literally a part of my life that I've let go forever. And I guess since actually embracing the advancements that have been happening in technology for me personally, like I've been able to actually run my business from home, which means I no longer commute to an office in a city, giving up those precious moments. And now most mornings I actually spend leisurely in the local woods, which is really one of the most amazing things or amazing parts of my day that I get to do that as a fitness thing, but also as a spiritual and meditative process as well. I get time each day for myself to nurture myself, to nourish myself, and to bring myself back to a state of vibrant health. The other great thing with mobile working is it opens you up to the world as well. I know last year I had the opportunity to work remotely from Greece, from India, from Switzerland, from France, and also from Spain. And just having the ability to take my laptop, and plug into my work server from anywhere in the world. It actually has made my life a lot more flexible, and also has enriched my life in many ways, rather than being stuck in a cubicle in some office, towing the line of rules and regulations that other people want me to follow. Now I've got so much more mobility in the way that I work, and it really has broadened my horizons in terms of what I can see in the world. So this is a massive trend. It's possible for you, and it's something that I'm witnessing more and more of in the world, because the technology is there to enable it to happen. Okay, so that's the fifth and final big opportunity that we wanted to share. Over to you, David.
Thanks, Damo. And five very powerful opportunities there. I'm waiting for anyone who's in that process of starting their own business. So now, as we said at the beginning of the call, what this next section is about is really what the Dream Your Business Teleseminar Coaching Program is. What is it? And importantly, how can it help you to create a business that you love? So first off, if you go to page 10 on the printout, I'd just really like to take you through what's included in the program, just so you're absolutely clear about what it is you're getting and how this can really help you to make that exciting journey of creating your own business. So the program includes seven live content, say to put my new teeth in, content-rich teleseminars. So, really these teleseminars are specifically designed by myself and Damien to help take you on all the steps necessary to create your business. And in a way, what we've done, we've taken all of the things that we've learned, all of the things that we know work really well, all of the things that we have tried and tested and used and shared, and we've condensed those down into seven key steps to take you through. And believe me, the people that have actually been on the program, and as you'll find out a little bit later on in this call, just being able to condense those things down into seven powerful steps is an amazing way to learn something. On top of that, what you get is seven Q&A support calls during the program. So the important thing about these is that these calls are actually designed to give you the opportunity to actually ask questions, to clarify, and to really deepen your understanding of the course material. So it's a very open platform in which you can really have direct access to me and Damien and the expertise that we offer as part of the coaching program, and get your questions asked and get anything clarified that you need. So these are, we found that the actual support calls often bring up some amazing questions and amazing points, and really, really help people on the program to move forward and get some powerful insights for their business. You also get, as part of the package, a password-protected membership site. Now, this membership site, I can't even begin to tell you what amazingly rich material is on there. I mean, you get video, you get audio, there's a whole forum with all the people on there that have taken the program before. So you can actually chat to people that did the very first Dream Your Business program and now at a further stage of creating a business and rolling their ideas out into the world. So you get a real understanding of how these key principles that we share on the program and all the tools that we give people have helped people to actually move forward with their business. As part of that, you get all the teleseminar recordings. So some people say to us, well, what happens if I miss a call? Well, it absolutely makes no difference, because everything's recorded and then everything is posted up on the membership site. So there's no way you can lose any part or miss any part of the program. So very important there that even if you did, for any chance, miss any part of the program, everything's recorded, everything's documented, so you have full access to all of that. On top of that, you get the teleseminar slide presentation. Now, in a way, what we've said there doesn't really sell these in the most brilliant way they are, because in many ways, it's almost like calling this a tele-seminar coaching program is basically not doing it full justice. It's really a very rich audio-visual experience. And the slides that you get with each presentation, you can download those 24 hours prior to each call. We take you through all of the ideas, all the principles, and everything we share is all in a rich visual format as well as delivered via teleseminars. So just to make it clear that it is, the whole program is actually a very creative, very rich, very visual experience as well as an audio experience. And then finally, on top of that, you get the special teleseminar workbooks. With each learning module, you get a set of what we've called dream work. We abandon the whole thing of homework. And these really enable you to learn by putting the concepts and ideas that we've shared on each call into practice. So in a sense, there's a very practical side of this. You know, it's not just about, just talking about ideas. It's about you actually translating what we share into real practical steps to take you forward with your business. So you really understand how to do that. And you'll find that the way we presented it makes that really easy and really immediate for you to do within your business. So I hope that just gives you a scope of exactly what you're going to get on the program. And over to you, Damo.
Okay, moving on to page 11. We actually just wanted to detail very quickly what actually is contained in each of the modules. Now, if you look on page 11, you'll see that module one is how to create a business vision that keeps you focused and in your flow. Now, this is, with all business, having a real key thing that orientates you and helps guide you and gives you focus is of critical importance. And we actually walk you through how to do that step by step. Now, lots of people are actually working in collaboration with other people. So working in collaboration also brings up different issues in terms of how can you actually create a combined vision. So whether you're actually working on your own, setting up your business, or whether you're actually working in collaboration in your business, we actually walk you through how to actually really create a vision that brings everyone that's involved in your business to a greater sense of possibility. Module two is how to know your strengths so you can spend more time doing what you love. Now, again, we're living in a very exciting era where you can actually spend your time doing what you like, and there are incredible ways that you can actually start delegating the things that you aren't really drawn to or aren't really feeling called to through things such as outsourcing. But actually making your business a product of your strengths and spending as much time as you possibly can playing to those strengths is what's going to build a really robust build business for you. And then actually finding ways that you can actually outsource and the things that you don't want to do, you have neither the time, energy or inclination to do, is really going to help you move forward greatly in your business. Now, module number three is how to discover the business niche that is hungry for what you have to offer. Now, again, some people come to the program with not a great sense of their niche, and we help walk you through getting an understanding of who your niche actually is. Another thing that we're finding, interestingly, is quite often your niche will find you, and you need to be paying attention, and we actually show you how to pay attention to the people that were coming to you right at this moment to give you some real clues on your niche itself. Now, some people already have an idea about their niche, but they need to develop a fuller, more complete picture so they can communicate effectively with that niche. And we also detail that in that segment of the program. Now, module number four, how to develop a business blueprint that will guide you to success. Now, again, I mentioned earlier on, business planning is something that really doesn't excite many people unless you're an accountant or you love playing around with figures. It really doesn't actually mobilise people to take inspired action in the world. So knowing that and being creative people ourselves and certainly not turned on by business plans, what we've done is actually create a module that's specifically dedicated to help bringing out your best and designed to actually use your natural talents and ways of working in the world to actually create a powerful result for yourself. In module number five, we talk about how to position yourself as a credible expert. Now, most people that are setting up businesses these days in the small business arena are trading on some form of expertise. It's one thing to have the expertise, and it's another thing entirely to actually then share it in a way that people understand and can gather around and follow your every move. So we detail exactly how you go about doing that in Module 5. Module 6 is how to create captivating marketing that compels people to buy. Now, as David mentioned, we've had like an incredible amount of experience in the whole marketing arena. We've made pretty much every single mistake that you can possibly make in running programs or retreats or creating products, and we've also had some great successes as well. So I guess just walking through that landscape, we've just made a lot of distinctions that can actually accelerate your progress when you're starting your business, and we certainly point you in the direction of how to actually create marketing that is effective and will help you to grow your business very, very fast. Module 7, the final module, is how to use simple internet strategies to attract high-paying clients. Now, this is one of my personal areas of expertise. I've been working with clients, helping them market themselves on the internet for the last 5 years. All of those clients have been setting up small businesses, taking their ideas to market in a way that is inspiring for them. And then through having the great fortune of working with such a diverse range of clients, I've really got some deep insights to share, as has David, on how to actually take your ideas and actually bring them alive online and do that quickly, easily, and with the least amount of struggle and effort. So that's the actual 7 modules that we work you through. As David mentioned, there's 2 calls every week. First of all, we have a content call which goes for around 2 hours, and then we do have a follow-up Q&A call each week as we move through the module. So I guess what we're really keen to do is certainly share the ideas, but also making sure that you understanding the ideas and actually implementing them and bringing those ideas to life for yourself. Over to you, David.
Thanks, Damo. Now, if you turn to page 12, and I think that runs over onto page 13, really what these are dedicated to is what other people who have done the program actually have to say about it. And, you know, we obviously don't have time on this call to run through absolutely every single person that's written a testimonial for us. But one of the things that I would just like to draw your attention to is really the incredible breadth of people that have gone through the program. You know, we've got intuitive experts, facilitators, photographers, artists, coaches, business coaches, dance instructors. So you know, if you take a little bit of time and you just actually go through and all the people that have actually gone through the program, what they've got to say about it. These are the people. Just some of the people that felt inspired to write in and give us a testimonial of their experience. And, you know, also there you'll see that many of them actually have their own website, so you can really take a look at their businesses and see how their businesses are flourishing as a result of being involved with the program and taking the program. It's an absolute pleasure to see some of them coming back year after year now, moving into the second year that we've run this program, and just watching their businesses grow and really just seeing them flourish as a result is absolutely amazing for both myself and Damien. So just that's really the main thing I wanted to draw your attention to, just the diversity of people that actually come through this program. But one thing that they all do have in common is really that sense of creativity within them and wanting to run a business that is a creatively expressed business. So very important there. Lots of different people, but in a sense, all with a common vision. And many of these people are actually still in dialogue and collaborating together on some various aspects. So over to you now, Damo.
Great. Now, at the start of the call, we mentioned that we would share who this program has been specifically designed for, and also who the program hasn't been designed for. We've got a very clear vision for the people that we are attracting on the program. Now, in terms of the people who the program is for, really we're looking to attract people who are interested in creating a business that's based on their natural talents and abilities. Now, this is a really important one for us, because I know in terms of the work that we do, the the most nourishing and most enriching things that we see personally is when people get to see their own genius and see the real gifts and beauty that they have to bring the world. And for us as facilitators, there's nothing quite like seeing someone have that kind of experience. So in terms of actually offering the work out to the world, one of the things we're really looking forward to attract is people who are in that space where they do want to give their talents and abilities to the world. They do want to make a massive contribution, and they do want to realise some part of why they've come to planet Earth.
Okay, I mean, a lot of these things are really, probably by now, if you heard Damien and I going through the program, are very self-evident. But, you know, basically the program is for people that are really interested in creating a business that has a positive impact in the world. That's very, very important. Everybody, without exception, wants their business, taken the Dream Your Business program, really has the deepest desire for their business to have a very positive impact in the world. So that's something that we all have here. It's something we all share, and it's something that really underpins the whole program for both myself and Damien and everybody that takes part in it. So something very important to consider there.
The other aspect is we're looking for people who see business as an incredible personal growth opportunity. Now, on the program, we have people that have gone through it that actually share some of their real breakthroughs, and often some of those breakthroughs are completely on a personal level. They have nothing to do with business at all, but strangely enough, they contribute tremendously to the way they see the world and also their inadvertently their business as well. And I know one of my friends who is one of the leading speakers in the UK, she's got a great saying where she mentions that your business will only ever grow as big as you do. So I think it's a very powerful statement, and I guess layered through the entire program is the personal growth element. So for people who are literally looking to discover new things about themselves and really take their skills and abilities to the next level, like it's really the orientation that we're looking for in terms of attracting people on the program as well.
And the next point, which people that do the program are interested in getting paid for doing what they love. Absolutely. My goodness. Isn't it about time that you got paid to do something that you really love? And, you know, that is an opportunity that I firmly believe is open to each and every person that embarks on a journey to share their gifts, share their passions. And I think it's something that when that happens to you, and when it's almost like when that very first venture into that, where you get paid to do something that you really love in the world, there's no greater feeling. It's an absolutely amazing feeling, and I can remember I had so much energy the first time that ever happened that I had to go running around the nearest park two or three times and making a lot of noise. So very important. If you come on this program, you really do have to be interested in getting paid for doing what you love. So I hope that booms out into across the world loud and clear. And of course, the thing is that basically you deserve to. So so there we go. Okay, over to you, Damo.
Okay, so I guess in sharing who the program is for, we also were really keen to share who it's not for. So I guess the one thing we wanted to make clear, that the program hasn't been designed for people who are looking to make a quick buck. This isn't a get-rich-quick program. There are so many get-rich-quick programs out there on the market. I've never done any of them myself personally because I've never felt drawn to them. And certainly this program isn't about that whatsoever. It's about harnessing your true talents and abilities and offering that out in the world in a meaningful way that helps you grow as a human being and also helps you to make a massive contribution to the world. So if you are purely looking to set up a business just to make a quick buck, if you came on this program, you'd absolutely hate it. So I would recommend exploring other programs that are out there.
Okay. And then finally, who else isn't it for? Well, it's not for people. You may have guessed this by now. It's not for people looking for a conventional business program. It's not for people out there looking for rules and particular business etiquettes. Basically, we blast all of those out the water, and we show you the most creative, exciting, and enjoyable way to create your business. It's not a business based on other people's shoulds, musts, have tos. Like we said right at the start, it's a business that fully expresses who you are, and we show you how to make that possible on the program. So if you're really looking for something very conventional, this absolutely isn't for you. You would run a mile and you would hate it. If you're looking for something that's very different, very creative, very innovative, to help you make that important journey, then absolutely this is for you. Now, I'm going to move you on to page 14, which is where we basically, I'm not going to run you through every single one of these, because you're looking here, there's a whole, on those two pages, pages 14 and 15, you'll see a whole string of bonuses that we offer, and you get those immediately. Those are yours as soon as you book on the program, basically. And there's a mixture of online gifts and also DVDs and MP3 players all loaded up with, literally, I think it's over 20 hours of interviews and insights of all people that have created their own business and done inspiring things in the world. The thing is that one point I really want to get home with these bonuses is that if you look at a lot of program, people just chuck bonuses in, you know, like really willy-nilly, like they're just shoved in at the last minute to try and pad things out. But what you'll notice with these bonuses is that actually we've really sat down and considered and thought about what would really add, you know, an enormous amount of extra value to your experience of taking this program and doing this program. And we've taken a lot of time and a lot of care and paid a lot of attention to these bonuses. These are not just things thrown in to pad the course out. There is real, true value in them. And, you know, I just, offer up, invite you to have a look through those and just see the incredible value that you're getting through those bonuses. And on that note, over to you, Damo.
The one bonus I did want to draw people's attention to is actually bonus number 8. Now, this is graduate privileges. Now, I know many people do workshops in a physical space, and they'll go along to a workshop and have a really powerful experience and then feel as if they're out trying to navigate their way on their own as soon as the workshop finishes. And I guess one of the beautiful things about delivering this program via teleseminar, first of all, it gives you the ability to participate from wherever you are in the world. But secondly, it also gives you the ability to keep coming back each and every single time we run the program. We actually offer that at no extra charge. So often, this is the third time we've run the program, we've had people keep coming back and listening to the modules and growing further each and every time and hearing new things. The other great thing is that the material as well, it's continually developing. The world is a very dynamic place, particularly in the world of small business at the moment with all the technological advancements. So you get the benefit of actually coming back as many times as you like, participating in the forums, hearing all the new ideas, and that's absolutely a no extra charge. So that's one thing I really did want to make sure people were totally aware of. Now, if you just move to page 16, the final page, we've got the actual investment for the program. Now, again, we want to try and make this as accessible as we possibly can for people who are serious about creating something based on their true talents, their passions, and really creating a business based on what they love. Now, as you see on the page, we've got two options for payment. One easy payment of $667 is the price we have on our website, or option B is three easy payments of £247. Now, as a special incentive for people who are on the teleseminar this evening, we've decided to actually have a special teleseminar price. Now, if you take action tonight, you'll get the benefit of actually having £100 off the program, whether you're taking out the one easy payment or the option B, the three easy payments. So basically, with that £100 discount, you'll actually be paying £567 with option A, and you'll have probably around £217 a month for option B or thereabouts. So they're two special prices. We've tried to make it as accessible as we possibly can. As you can see, the actual bonuses on the program The bonuses alone are worth £2,500. So it is an amazing offer. And all you have to do to participate in that offer, as you can see below, there is a coupon code that says DYB004. That's DYB004. If you just take that coupon code, and when you're checking out on the online checkout, if you just add in that checkout coupon code, it will actually knock £100 off the price. So that's just how you actually take advantage of that special offer.
We've come to the end.
We've come to the end.
Amazing. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed making this call, Damo, and I think all in all, what the real purpose of this call was, you know, really to not only add tremendous value to people's to lives as they are now, at whatever stage they're at with their business, but also really to make you aware of the amazing opportunity that we're putting forward with the Dream Your Business program. So, you know, I hope we've taken you through that, and I hope you've come away with some very powerful distinctions as a result of the call. And I always come away and learn amazing things, even just from listening to Damien talk. So thanks, Damo, for that.
And thanks, David. Just to add into that, like, it really is our great privilege to actually work with people who are going about on this journey. Like, it is a totally remarkable journey. So many people have dreams inside of them that they never actually see the light of day. And for us to actually be part of bringing someone's dreams alive and nurturing them and creating an environment where they get to collaborate with other people on that very same journey, and also just to share some of the wisdom and some of the things that we've learned along the way as well. Look, I know that it certainly hasn't been a bed of roses all the way through for either David or I. Like, there's lots of opportunities where you'll grow at a very deep level, and to actually have a supporting and nourishing environment where you can learn from each other and really, really collaborate in that way. It's very, very special to both of us, and it's really amazing that we can hold this space on a global basis, and that people can participate from anywhere in the world. Yeah, and it's just amazing to be of service in this way. It's very deeply nourishing for both of us, and it's a deep pleasure to be able to be of service and share the ideas that we have this evening. And certainly, we hope that you choose to deepen your awareness and come on the journey with us.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better myself, Damo. So I think on that note, we're going to bid everyone good night, farewell. And like I said, that opportunity, or like you said, Damien, that opportunity to have that special teleseminar price is open for you now. And if you're in that space of wondering what you should do next, I invite you with all my heart and all my passion to step forward and make that amazing journey. And also, like Damien said, allow us to assist you on that journey and share the wisdom and all the insights that we've gathered along the way over many, many years of creating businesses and building up successful ventures. So we really look forward to seeing you on the program, interacting with you, and helping your business to really flourish and helping you to step forward and fully express yourself in the world as well. So all the very best to you, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully. Have fun.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Take care.